Join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Signs of the Times by Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Look at this, Matthew 24:24. Man, Peterson's on it with this Message translation. Mm-hmm. Fake messiahs, lying preachers are going to pop up everywhere. Their impressive credentials that you get online and download. Their impressive credentials and dazzling performances will pull the wool over the eyes of even those who ought to know better. Y'all have it. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I see people getting deceived who in my mind ought to know better. You're not a novice. You've been under the word, around the word, in the church for how many years? How do you get deceived by this? It's signs of the end.
Right.
Getting the wool pull over the eyes, even those that ought to know better. And the scripture says, but I've given you fair warning.
Yeah.
How many of y'all personally know people who was walking with the Lord who just kind of fallen away? And I'm going to show you that in the scripture too. The scripture says there's going to be a great falling away. So on one hand, well, it does still saddens me.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's sad and it burdens me.
Yeah.
And it concerns me. But at the same time, you got to say, well, Jesus, yeah. It's not like we weren't prepared for this,
right,
or shouldn't have been prepared or be shocked about it, because
right,
Jesus said it's going to happen.
Right. You know, and what's even sadder is those who all of a sudden, after maybe even growing up in the Word in church, have decided that Jesus is not the way. That is very scary, because you go to hell for rejecting Jesus.
Bottom line.
You know,
we can debate about whether you're supposed to drink or not.
Right.
But we can't debate about whether you can believe or not believe in Jesus and go to heaven.
Right. And that is the most concerning and grievous and heavy thing, when there's individuals that you may know have made a decision to follow someone else that they heard was born before Jesus. And they're following them and they say, I found another way. I've discovered who I am. This is not the way, Jesus. And I'm like, my heart gets so grieved, but the word speaks of it. Do not be surprised by this, but it's, I never expected individuals, because I never understood that. How do you reject Jesus? Because I say, you know, here, you go to hell for rejecting Jesus. I said, well, who rejects Jesus? How does that happen?
Mm.
When you have an encounter with God, when you know God, when you walked with him, And then all of a sudden, somebody gives you some information, or you go through something that rocks your world, and because you don't understand why you're going through this, you can forget about how God has helped you. And how he was there, and you were one of the ones initially giving God praise for what he's done and how he's healed and how he has helped you. And now you say, well, you know what? I'm going to follow somebody else. That's rejecting Jesus, and that will lead you to hell. That's sad. That's very sad. But the scripture speaks of during these times, and you can read in Romans when it talks about how the earth groaneth. The earth is travailing. And that's an analogy if those of us who had children, you know, and we see here in the scriptures in Matthew, it speaks of the end is here, but not just yet. When you have that labor pain, that first labor pain, the doctor saying, yes, you are in labor, but you're not ready to give birth yet. Now, I was in labor for 36 hours with my first one. I
was right there.
Yeah, okay. You felt it was so. You were there with me, but you fell asleep on me. You fell asleep.
Jesus said, "Could you not pray with me? How long? An hour." He didn't say 36 hours.
You fell asleep on me, but that's the thing. So what happened? Now you know the scriptures also talks about the five wise and the five foolish, and they all fell asleep. They all slumber because, you know, you're waiting for the bridegroom to come and time is passing and you can fall asleep, get casual, get comfortable. And so, but here you have the earth is travailing, but just because we are experiencing these earthquakes in diverse places, pestilence and different things happening does not mean right now Jesus is coming, but what the earth is doing is getting in position to give birth to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So every time we hear of something, I want you to think about someone going into labor. We don't know how long this labor will last. The word speaks of is a day is as like 1,000 years and a 1,000 years as a day with the Lord. So we can't actually put a time on it. We can't measure this. But what we can do is look at the scriptures and see that we are getting in position, that the earth is travailing. And what we're doing now is like, you know, we've seen the signs and the doctor tells you, yes, you're in labor, but wait a couple of hours. Go walking. Do what you need to do. Get your bag ready, but don't come until the contractions are real close. And I think when we start seeing things just going back to back to back to back to back, this means we are really getting close.
Hmm. That next scripture, where did I leave off? Matthew 24:24?
Mm-hmm. This, you haven't read this
one. Luke 21:10-11. Then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in various places, and famines and pestilences. Know what this coronavirus is and all its variants? It's a pestilence. It's a pestilence in the earth. It's a pestilence over our land. It's a pestilence over continents. It's a pestilence throughout the world. And fearful signs and great signs there shall be from heaven. He said, you're going to see amazing things. And amazing doesn't necessarily mean positive things. Things that just shock you. That amaze you. So there's various signs going on just in the world, in the earth. And you need to recognize many of these signs. But there's also signs going on in the church. Let me start off here. Let's look at Hebrews, the 10th chapter. And I want to start at verse 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He is faithful that promised. Now, without wavering. Mm. Hold on what you believe and don't let go. Mm. And stop being wishy-washy. up and down, in and out. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I believe. Hold fast and don't waver.
Wow.
James 1 tells us that when we ask, we got to ask in faith without what? Wavering, vacillating, going back and forth. Because he that wavers is like the waves of the sea, and let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Come on, hold it. It's all right. Hold the scripture up there. Hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Know what you believe and get rock solid in it. Get rock solid.
No matter what.
Paul said, I know, and we often misquote that. Paul said, I know whom I believe.
Right.
No matter, not even in whom, I know whom I believe.
And no matter what you're going through.
And no matter what you're going through.
When you came down with COVID, in the midst of teaching about your spiritual immune system, you could have said to yourself, man, well, maybe this ain't working. Well, maybe this is not real. No, what did you do?
And can I tell you? That was a battle.
I'm sure it was.
It was a battle. The devil tried to tell me, oh, you're going to keep preaching this stuff?
Right.
You're going to keep telling folks that they're covered by the blood?
Right, right, right. And we need to know, just because we call on the name of the Lord, just because we believe in the power of the blood of Jesus, just because we know the word, does not mean you're off limits to the devil messing with
your
head.
Not at all. We wrestle not
right
against flesh and blood, principalities, spiritual weakness, high places. You got... We got to pull down those
right.
imaginations,
right.
those
right.
thoughts that come in your head.
Right.
Cast it down.
Right. And one of the things we discover in this season, during this pandemic, is really trying to coach people to get out of believing what they're hearing in their head to be true.
Mm.
The battle between the ears has been so real this season.
Oh, wow.
You know, and people are falling by the wayside from that echo or that whisper or that taunting that they're hearing in their head. And so it's like, so where we are right now is like, you know, we are getting, dealing with this, these thoughts, and we are falling away and we're becoming overwhelmed and we're wavering in our faith because something has came into our house or come to our door or our children. And we dealt with this with people. Well, I done laid hands on my child. I done quote the word and all that kind of stuff. And I can't believe that this has happened. What happened? How come the word's not working? Or I quote Psalms 91. I confessed it every day. But the plague sure came up in my house, came up in my dwelling. And they now wonder if the word is working and they don't come to church.
Or they're getting disillusioned, start wavering because of something that happened to somebody else in their life. And you don't understand how that could happen to him or happen to her. Like, you know all the details about somebody else's life.
Right. But check this out. In every battle, in every war, there will be casualties. It does not matter. And sometimes, you know, it's you're not even fighting. It's people in war areas who aren't in the battle. They're just living there.
Friendly fire.
Friendly fire, or just because you are associated with the nation. And sometimes we don't understand, just because you're associated with the kingdom of God, that there may be something that you may, you know, experience because of the fact that you are a believer, and you and the fire and the bullets and whatever that Satan may launch out that season, you can experience it, and your children can experience it. Does not mean the word's not working. Does not mean you don't have faith. Does not mean you don't know the word. Come on, we know some wonderful people have gone home to be with the Lord. Let's talk about that and unpack that a little bit.
Yeah.
They were people of faith. We esteemed them. We loved them. We celebrated them. We watched them battle. We watched them stand on the word of God. We prayed with them. They confessed. They declared. They decreed. They called forth their healing. And they transitioned. And it makes you scratch your head. But we have to say, as believers, God is still good. We don't have the answers to everything because God is sovereign. But he doesn't say, just because I'm sovereign, for you to stop believing. So we still work the word. We still employ the angels. We still apply the blood. We still bind. We're still loose. But because we serve a king who's Lord over all, we say, yes, Lord,
yes,
when
Lord.
We don't know and understand.
We see through a glass darkly. And I've become more convinced in the midst of this pandemic, and those of you, of course, you're here, obviously you've been connected to the Bible studies. My whole mission during this pandemic, my teaching, is to try to keep people in faith.
Yeah, yeah.
It's try to keep you from becoming a prey to deception.
Yeah.
Trying to keep you from becoming a victim of your circumstances.
Yeah.
To let you know that God is still God. And let every man be a liar, but let God be true. And trying to keep you connected to God despite all the things that we're seeing and experience. He's still God.
Right, right, right. And then sometimes there's some of us who believe in the Lord. We've received the promise from afar off.
That's what the word says.
In Hebrews, we will never probably possess it on this side. And the scripture speaks.
And that don't mean that we still don't believe for it on
right,
this side.
Right, right. But in this passage of scripture that we just love, Hebrews 11, talking about now faith. But as you go on and read, of course, we hear of the heroes of faith, right? But it also speaks of those who die in faith.
Died in faith, having not yet had the manifestation, but they received it.
Right, from afar off. I never forget, Chandler had a good friend who was in a wheelchair, and we was a football player. Mm-hmm. And he basically said, you know, he's at this place that I receive my healing, whether it's here
or there.
Or there. And I think that's a place we all have to get to.
One of the things the Lord really showed me, I don't think we're mature in our faith. And a lot of people think you're great people of faith. But if you got a faith that's conditional, you're really not a great person of faith. What do you mean conditional? Until the Lord been dealing with that. Until we have that faith that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah did. We know them as the three Hebrew boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hebrew named Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They said, you can throw us in the fiery furnace. Our God, who we serve,
right.
He's able to deliver us.
Right.
And our faith says He will deliver us.
Right.
But if He doesn't deliver us,
right.
We're not changing what we believe about our God. We still won't bow to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And what the devil's trying to get many of you to do is to bow. And every time you give up, say, I don't believe that anymore. Yeah, I got them. They bowed.
Yeah.
Every time you say, I ain't going to church anymore, they bowed.
Right.
Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said, we're not going to bow. No matter what.
Mm.
God is able. Our faith says He's going to deliver us, but even if He does not deliver us, we still are going to stay true to our God
Amen.
And not bow.
Praise God.
And until you're there, you're really not rock solid in your faith.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
No matter what kind of faith.
Right.
Come a hell or high water
right.
faith.
Right.
Even if
Come on,
faith.
My God.
Glory to God. Even if it doesn't. Faith. God is still God. I still love Him. I still trust
Glory
Him. I will keep serving Him. Oh, devil, give it your best shot. For God I live
Thank
and for
Jesus.
God I'll die.
Glory to God.
I'm a real soldier in the army
Praise
of the Lord.
God.
If I die,
Come on.
Let me die
God.
In the army of the Lord.
Wow.
That's what the old saints used to
wow.
say.
Wow. And, you know, Revelation talks about we overcome them by the blood of the Lamb. And
the word of our testimony.
And we love not our lives, even unto death. And this is
oh,
where we
man.
Are. This
yeah,
is where
yeah,
we
yeah.
are. We love not our lives, even unto death. The church, this time and this season, we are just being tested like we've never been tested before. We've come out of a season of believing to receive, naming and claiming and experiencing the blessings of the Lord. But now we're dealing with this time of the end times and the earth travailing, and we're trying to figure out what to do, what's going on, why the word is not working. I want to let you know, God has declared your end from your beginning. All your days is written in his book. He wouldn't have you been born at a particular time to be through the season if you didn't have what it takes. He's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And so we're here for such a time as this in the kingdom of God to bring forth people into the kingdom, to bring forth the praises of God. He chose us for a pandemic. He chose us to go through a pandemic. He trusts us. He counted on us to stand during a pandemic. I mean, I remember when I'm talking to Dr. Daniels, when you was dealing with COVID-19, I told him, and he chuckled a little bit. I said, somewhere along the way, they were drawing straws. And some kind of way, I drew the short straw. That I was going to have COVID-19 in our house. I don't know how I got the straw. I didn't know the game was being played. I don't know why I was chosen. But God...
Have you considered my servant Martha?
I guess that's what he said, my God. But God knew something I didn't know. He knew I would seek him. He knew I would call on him. He knew I would stand in faith. I didn't know until I was tested. I didn't know until I came out of it. Come on. But while I was walking through that valley, going through that darkness, calling on God, I thought I was going to lose my mind. But he woke me up every day in my right mind. Sometimes you will go through some stuff that scratch your head. But when you come through, you realize, I guess I had what it took. But check this out. I know he's real. I know he's able. I know he's faithful. I know he's a healer. And I know he's a keeper. I know he'll strengthen you. I know he will bless you. I know he'll give you a good night's sleep. And I know he'll empower you. I know he'll help you and speak to you and tell you what to do. And Satan cannot take that from me. No matter what I've been through, what I came out, I know his word is true. That's what he's trying to give us this season. When we come out of this pandemic, when we come out of certain things, when we go through what we go through, no matter what comes in your house, in this season, Satan wants you to hide, like you said, forsake the assembly of the righteous because you're ashamed. So yes, you're going through a divorce. Yes, your child is questioning certain things. Yes, your child is going out, maybe caught up in a gang. Yes, but can you keep coming to church even though it hurts, even though it's painful? And I believe when you keep coming to church, keep standing, God's going to give you some knowledge of his wisdom and of his character that nothing can take away from you. So we got to get to a place, because we have come through a season of feeling like our money has qualified us, has defined that we have faith. What we have attained is speaking of our spirituality, but you can't go through anything. You can't go through anything, but that car you drove up, we got the clothes, we got the diamonds, we got this, and say, oh, look at me, I'm spiritual. But what is showing our spirituality is this season. Showing our faith is a car can't do it for you, a house can't do it for you, rings and blings can't do it for you. But Jesus, this season, come on now, tears streaking down your face, come on now, showing up at church will speak, I believe God. I have a relationship with Jesus that goes past my marriage, past my children, past my car, my house, my job, whatever it may look like. I'm still showing up because I believe God is real.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Y'all know this Bible study, right? Yes.
They tuning up.
It's Bible study. Lord Jesus. The instigators.
The instigators.
Think they Sunday morning. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Here we go. He says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. He said, this is the time we got to be encouraging each other more than ever. Verse 25, and in encouraging one another, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. The Lord showed me this scripture. I always thought it was just right. This was prophetic for this time. Because some people staying home, it's not that they got a weak immune system and underlying condition. A lot of people say underlying condition. It's underlying conditions. That's what it's not that they got underlying conditions. It's that I'm not doing this anymore. That's what a lot of, I'm just not doing that anymore. We've changed our lifestyle. A Muslim, a real devout Muslim, how many prays towards Mecca? How many times a day?
Three.
Somebody say five, somebody three. Thank God, I'm glad to know y'all ain't Muslims. Three. So a Muslim won't get, I ain't praying towards Mecca anymore. That's part of their Christian discipline. A real devout Jew honors Shabbat.
Yes, sir.
We call it Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Shabbat. Christians come to church. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Again, this encouraging again. And so much the more as you see the day approach. Now, I want to go a little bit further here because there's something that's connected to this, as we were talking earlier about this thing about rejecting Jesus. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, I want you to hold fast to what you believe. Stay in faith. Keep serving the Lord. Provoke each other to do it. Keep coming to church. Keep getting together with the saints. He says, because if you don't, you can make some other decisions. Here's verse 6, 26. If we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. This is not talking about you simply decide to go back. And I used to talk about smoking weed. I gotta come where y'all at now. Eat the gummies. I'm telling you, some of the older saints, y'all know we talk. Yeah, they ain't smoking weed now. They chewing weed.
We are living in a time where scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Things are happening, and we need to know that Jesus is soon to return. In this teaching, Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey discuss what we as believers need to know in these times. To order this message, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rightdirection.info. Just ask for Signs of the Times. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible Study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at @TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.